Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Today's futures markets in the live cattle and feeder cattle markets bounce back, having somewhat of a reversal here. But the April feeders, which are just a few days away from expiring, were down 15 at 137.37. The May feeder cattle were up 30 at 142.77. August up $1.75 at 154.25. And then September at 156.17 up $1.65. So those August and September were well off their lows. Today's low for August was 151.37. Again, they closed about 154.52, so roughly $3 off their lows. Now, live cattle were up as well. It looks like they're going to finish up about 60 cents or so in the June live cattle. That puts them at 119.20. The August up 75 at 119.40. To finish off the week, we have a cattle on feed report, which is going to give us the number of cattle on feed and feedlots over 1,000 head. There's some pretty big numbers in here. It looks like the on-feed numbers estimated about 106% last year and just under 12 million head. The placement number is on, at least on the surface, really kind of shocking here, somewhere around 134%. But you remember last year was extremely low for the month of March, and then marketings are expected to be about 101%.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
I've been farming my whole life.
I don't need somebody to come out here and state the obvious.
I don't need anybody to explain my farm to me.
My local co-op works with CHS, and they know what I need when I need it.
A global network of support.
Local expertise.
And valuable market options.
We need a co-op that's here for us.
So we can own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
You know, the grain futures today ended up higher across the board. Last night they surged higher here in the corn and beans, making new contract highs on ideas that in wheat as well, on ideas that the cold weather that's moving through the plains in the Midwest are going to cause lasting damage on the wheat, because a large portion, at least in northern half of Oklahoma, is headed out and will be below freezing temperatures. Down here in the southern half, it's supposed to be right at freezing, maybe just a touch above it. So I'm not sure what kind of impact it'll have in the southern half of the state, but in the northern half, it will for sure have an impact. For corn and bean planting, with the soil temperatures being below what they need to be for this time of year to get that crop planted, that pushes everything back in the planting season. So then you get pollination in the wrong time and so forth. So those new crop and old crop alike were rallying here. Today's December corn was up 8.25 at 528.5. The November soybeans look like they're going to be about 15.5 higher at 1299.5. So we went all the way up to 1308 before closing just below 13. I don't know if that really means much, but that was pretty strong. And then the Kansas City July wheat was up 9.25 at 628.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.